The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
PECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach!
That's right, man. Todd Peach from BECU.org. They are a credit union, BECU, and if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, guess what? You can be a BECU member. And, you know, Todd, we talk about it from time to time. We know what banks are. Credit unions, where what is the difference? Why do I want to be at BECU as opposed to, you know, Jimmy's Big Time Bank?
Mm-hmm. Well, Jimmy owns Jim's Big Time Bank, but mm-hmm. our members own BECU. So it's a full circle, BJ. Everything we do is for the members. At the end of the day, any revenue we bring in has to go back to the members one way or the other, whether that's a better rate on a loan or on your deposits or ATMs, online banking, mobile banking. You know, and the myth is that I don't have access to convenience. Not true. There's over 30,000 ATMs you can use surcharge free. You have online, you know, bill paid, mobile deposit, you name it. So not much you don't have.
I'd name it, but you already named it. So again, if you want more info, just go to BECU.org. And Todd has been joining us for a long time, answering any financial questions you have because, well, it's a big thing. We don't always get taught by our parents. We surely know that a lot of institutions that will have us make financial transactions with them, whether they be loans or whatever, don't always really help us in making the best financial decisions. So this is what Todd's here for. Yep. 206-803-ROCK. You can call and text us if you would like to get any information from Todd. 206-803-ROCK.
Someone just texted and saying, hey, Todd, I need a bit of advice. Me and the wife are trying to cut our finances down a bit and possibly thinking about debt consolidation. Are there any good options for debt consolidation? We have two cars, two credit cards, a house, and medical bills from two kids. Both of our credit scores are above 750. Our interest rate on the house is under 5%. We also have about $150,000 in equity in the house and have been a part of BECU for over 12 years.
Oh, look at this.
Thank you so much for your advice over the years.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah, what I would recommend, there's a number of things here. There's a lot going on. Two cars, two credit cards,
yeah.
The house. So I'm going to recommend a couple things. First, I would start off, we have a free service for our members. It's called Green Path. It's a credit counseling service, totally free. They'll help you with, you know, a budget, your expenses, and looking at the interest rates you're paying on everything and really come up with a plan in debt consolidation loan or a home equity loan or, you know, there's a lot of options here that we really need to explore. So go to BECU.org, you know, look for Green Path, give them a call, set up an appointment with them, go from there. If you have any problems, let me know.
Yeah, the good news is that they're members.
Yeah,
so, this is available to them.
And if they weren't, I would send them to NFCC.org, so a National Foundation for Credit Counselors. These are accredited nonprofit agencies as well. So if you're not a BECU member, feel free. You go to NFCC.org, find an accredited counselor. These are not the ones that are advertising you, come here, all that. These are truly nonprofit organizations.
Debt consolidation and debt management are different too, right, Todd? Because I used Debt Green Path before, but debt consolidation was where they were, like you said, they were trying to charge me really high interest rates to get out of debt, and it was ridiculous.
Yeah. You got to start with debt management first because you got to know what your debt is, where it's going, how you're going to control it, how you're not going to get into it, and then you come up with a plan to get out of it, and that's where you would do some sort of a debt consolidation. So paying off some credit cards and getting a home, maybe a home equity loan to do that consolidation. Or it might be just as simple as you have a plan to get all this to be debt free in 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, etc.
How is that debt free? I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard when your kid's like, that looks good at Target, and you go, all right, fine, I'm going to go get
it. Well, that and the daycare, and I mean, it's just crazy, right? All the expenses you have when you're raising kids. So
yeah,
those toonie things are pretty expensive. I haven't seen those, but are toonies, are they? What are they called?
Something like that.
Have you seen these things?
I don't even know what you're talking
about.
They
tell little stories for kids.
Really? That's a new thing now you got to get your kid?
Yeah, it's like a box.
Oh, really?
And then you put like a magnet like figure on it, and it start telling a story. Like,
oh, Tony box.
Yeah, Tony's.
Oh,
the box was $100 tied to Tom.
Whoa, look at that box, $100, and the kid's asking for that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's not cool, dude. I mean, I'm. That's a lot of money.
Well, then all the little figures are only like $10-$15.
Oh,
so, you know, they don't work
boy.
And then they get occupied with this. Sometimes it's about time and money. And
wow. That's a lot.
So man. I should have run that by Todd before I made the purchase.
No, I think it makes sense. You know.
Okay, good.
Daughter,
see,
man.
I made the right call for a change.
Well, yeah.
Everything for the daughter.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
Everything and anything.
206-803-ROCK. If you have a call or a text for Todd, anything that you need a financial question answered, 206-803-ROCK.
So it says, if I'm getting a big tax return, what should I use it for? Paying down credit card debt, adding more to my savings, buying Steve some more of those Tonys, or buying Steve and Danny tickets to see the Kraken.
Yeah. Oh, wow. These are...
last two I made up.
But, we can throw those two out.
Paying down credit card debt or adding more to their savings.
Yeah, I would say first thing, do you have an emergency fund? So that would be the first place I would start. So do you have $1,000, $750, something set away that you know, if something were to come up that you can handle? And then from there, I would start with the highest interest on the debt side, and it's most likely going to be that credit card. So... absolutely.
Todd, I noticed is that I'm looking into it now because it looks like CDs are finally a decent rate.
Come to life.
But what about what I've noticed is my money market account, like in certain instances, it doesn't seem like money market accounts have jumped up a whole lot. I don't know if that's the case with BECU, I don't know why that wouldn't be. If the interest rates rise, why wouldn't your just normal savings accounts rise? Or are they, and I'm just, you know, and I'm high and don't realize it?
Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, money markets, they are coming to, you know, jumping up a little bit, right? But the VGA, with the CD, you're locked in for X number of months, right?
Yeah.
4 years. So the financial institution knows they can now take that money and deploy it. A money market, you can get that money. It's liquid. You could get it all tomorrow, all back. You can put it in today and get it all back tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, a CD, you're going to put it in, you're going to have at least 6 months, probably 12, 24 months before you can get that back without a penalty. So.
And is, you know, even fill 6 months or whatever, or even a year if you can do it, again, you have to have an emergency fund, like you said, but if you have a little extra money beyond the emergency fund, then you're just comparing interest rates, like what you can get on the CD as opposed to how much interest you're paying on credit cards. Then you've got maybe your home, and would it be, you know, like the interest
rate? Home would be last, right?
Yeah.
The home would be the very last box I would check from being debt-free. And I would even consider, I would say you're pretty much debt-free if all you have is your mortgage, because that's not a bad thing at the end of the day, right? Mm. There's strategies depending on how much risk you can take. But first thing we're going to do is get that emergency fund, get our credit card, you know, bills paid off, make sure those are nothing every month. Then you go to auto loans, you just kind of work your way down. And then with the mortgage being last, and then you can make a decision, is it better for me to invest in the future, maybe adding more to my retirement, different things, versus paying down that mortgage.
206-803-ROCK. We're talking to Todd Peach from BECU.org, and that's the number, 206-803-ROCK, if you want to call or text Todd a question.
So I want to know, can I still build credit if I have things in collections? And at what point can they garnish my wages, and is there a cutoff?
Ooh.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot going on.
That doesn't sound like a good situation.
Sign Danny V.
I don't know what the cutoff question is, but they would have to go to court to get that, you know, wage garnishment, but that can certainly happen. As far as building credit while you're in collections, I think I would start by understanding where you're at. So to go to annualcreditreport.com, let's get a copy of your credit report to see what's in collections, what's being reported out there, so you can work with them. So if it's in collections, I would hope that you're working with them. So that you could get that paid off and it comes off as, paid as agreed at the end of the day, because it sounds like you're late already. So it's going to be a delinquent account. So it's not going to be paid as agreed. But hopefully you can, you know, settled or something like that to work that. So you got to work with those creditors. But go to annualcreditreport.com, get a free copy of your bureaus, find out what's all on there so you can work with them.
And Todd, if they were a BECU member, I mean, and they had that same problem, would you guys have something that in-house where you go, okay, we might be able to help you out with this, right? You know, I don't know, because it seems like the person could use a financial advisor at least.
Yeah, this is the green path I was telling you about, BJ. We talked about it. just earlier, and those are the free credit counseling agencies. They can help you with that. And if you're not a BEC member, then nfcc.org, absolutely.
Yeah, money's a tough thing for a lot of us, where we just feel so, feel shame. We feel we were told it was a private thing, at least my generation was. And yet, man, getting all the help you can get and to find out exactly so that your situation may not be as hopeless as you think. Because there is a lot of debt relief out there for medical bills. There's a lot of there's debt relief out there for people that, well, all right, you know what, I just can't pay. I can't get ahead. There's nothing I can do. I'm not going to be able to get ahead of these collections. And I know there's stuff out there, but folks just are afraid or too ashamed to ask.
It's easy just to ignore it, right?
Yeah.
Why
are you looking at me when you say that?
Oh, well,
that box you bought there, buddy.
Anyway, it's easy to ignore it, but you really want to get out in front of it and talk to your creditors and explain your situation. They may ask for some records, paycheck stubs or proof of income and expenses, some different things. But at the end of the day, they want to get paid for that as well, right? It's you agreed to it. They're just trying to get that settled as well. So really work with them, but feel free to reach out for help. Like you said, BJ, nfcc.org or BECU members, Green Path, which is one of the NFCC organizations.
206-803-ROCK. That is the number for Todd Peach and BECU. 206-803-ROCK. Call or text. And if you don't get through, you can always email anytime. Just go to KISW.com. Scroll down. You'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. And if he can answer your questions, he will.
Someone texted in. Our buddy Red. He says, my 5-year-old just got a settlement from our car accident, and it's going into a secure BECU account until he's 18. Can I move it into a different type of account at BECU to earn the maximum interest on it?
Did he say his 5-year-old got a settlement?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow.
Wow. That's a good question.
Damn. I mean,
so this is...
Well, your 5-year-old doesn't drive?
No. I waited until they were 7.
Yeah. I got to think about this one for a little bit because there's some, we got to think about what we're trying to do with this money, what the goal. So if it is for the child... Do we want to start to look at a 529? Maybe put some money into the 529 for college education, right? When your 5-year-old starts to work, now we can starts to have earned income. Now I know it's not at 5 years old, but
I'd say who's to say his 5-year-old isn't working right
now? Well, never know. I'm sure your daughter will be, and you'll get on her to get out there and work, right? I'm sure you will. But anyway, once we start to have earned income, now we have the Roth as well as an advantage, as an opportunity to start invest. So for now, I'd probably just put it into a savings account and look at and think about what the goals are. What are we trying to do with this money for my child? With 529 being a great option for college and or down the road, the Roth and contributing for that.
And Todd, I you hear stories, obviously it happens in Hollywood where, parents are managing their kids' money that they get paid for the things, and he just said it was the kid was awarded the money. So is there a problem if your kid grows up and goes, I do not like what you did with my money? Or you as the parent go, hey, I have a right, I can make whatever decision
you can make whatever decision you want until they're 18.
You hear me, Sarah?
Old, right?
You hear me, Joe? Sorry.
They're not 18.
They're minors, old, in theory you're responsible for that money, and you're going to be responsible for paying taxes, anything that's earned on that as well.
Oh, all right, dang it. Well, what are you going to do with the girl? 206-803-ROCK. We're talking to Todd Peach from BECU. You can call and text at that number, 206-803-ROCK.
A simple question, but kind of goes in line with a lot of stuff we've been talking about. It says, how can I build a savings when most of my paychecks are going to bills and I barely have anything left?
Well, you got to live within your means and below your means, or it doesn't work, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's not much you can do. So, I would start off, and we're spending everything. Let's track it. Let's take a piece of paper every day. Write out where your money is going.
It's crazy when you do something like that.
Yeah,
then you start realize it's like tracking like what you eat, kind of the same thing.
Same,
it's like, whoa, I didn't realize that this is what I was doing to myself.
Yeah, and a diet, and the same thing when it comes to managing your money. So let's start by tracking where my money goes every day. And then we can take a look at, okay, what can we cut off? What can we get rid of? What can we reduce and come up with a plan so we live below our means? So now we actually have some money left over at the end of the month. Because at the end of the day, if you're spending more than you earn, that equation doesn't work.
Oh, right? Doesn't?
No.
Oh, no. Are you sure? Because I feel I've seen governments and things. People, I mean, no, it doesn't. Businesses, no, it doesn't work.
Yeah. I'm trying to prove that wrong, and it's not working.
I feel like, you know, Todd, I feel like we see so many examples of people that are supposedly smarter and wealthier than us that do that. But no, that's really not the way to do it, huh?
Unless you have a significant other that's wealthier or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's exceptions, right? But
no. I mean, not everyone has Giselle in their life, I tell you.
Yeah, really.
Then again, Tom Brady also doesn't have Giselle in his life.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, someone's going to have Giselle in their life.
Danny.
Yeah, sorry, Danny. All right, well, if you did not get through on the phone lines or if we didn't read your text, you can always email Todd Peach at BECU. Just go to KISW.com, scroll down, you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. Click on that. Not only will you be able to email Todd, but a lot of these free financial organizations that he talks about, these free services, we have a whole page there with a lot of different websites that can help you out. And Todd, as usual, man, we do appreciate it. And Green Path. All right, I like Green Path.
Yeah. Thanks, BJ. Much appreciated.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.